Yasmin can tell us everything there is to know about the International Festival at the James E. Bruce Convention Center Friday and Saturday. Hey, Yasmin.
How are you all doing?
Well, we're here. That's half the battle these days on the roads, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Is the weather as bad out there as it is here?
Well, you know, the sun isn't popping out quite yet, and it would be so useful today. With the more than just, you know, pretty, it would be useful.
It would be nice, but we're supposed to have a wonderful weekend as far as weather goes.
Indeed. It'll all the snow and ice will be gone by Friday.
I'm sure hoping.
Well, let's start.
Okay.
It gets underway at 4 on Friday and goes to 8, and then Saturday it goes from 10 to 6, and there's just a world of things to do, quite literally. So where would you like to start?
Well, we'll kind of just start with the events that will be going on the whole time, and then we'll go through the ones that will be happening throughout the festival, if that's okay?
Sure.
We're going to have so many things going on, so I'm going to do my best not to miss anything. One of the best attractions we have out there is what we call our Global Village. It's this wonderful area with about 15 to 20 different booths. People who, from different countries around the world, or people representing different countries from around the world, create these informational booths with hands-on activities for participants to engage in. So literally you walk around this room and it's like traveling the world and getting a taste of different cultures. And we're doing something new with the Global Village this year. We're actually handing out passports to the children, and they can get their passports stamped at every booth they go to. And so it actually looks kind of like a real passport with different stamps representing the different countries. And so it'll be a nice keepsake for each of the children, and we'll actually have a place where they can take a passport picture as well.
For sure.
And so that'll be a lot of fun. That's one of the things going on the entire time. We'll also have our local YMCA here, Hopkinsville and Christian County, is doing our Kids Zone this year. So they'll be doing games from around the world within the Global Village. And then our local library is doing a multilingual story time.
And, oh, great.
Yeah, so we have people every half hour on the half hour pretty much. There'll be somebody in the story time tent reading or telling a story in a foreign language and then translating it into English as well.
What a great idea.
Yeah, we did it last year, and it was just very well accepted. And it's a great opportunity for people to hear another language. Sometimes we don't get that opportunity to really hear what another language sounds like.
I would think that kids would be mesmerized.
Kids are mesmerized, but it was really interesting. Last year, we had as many adults in that tent as we did kids.
Great.
So, yeah. We also will have food and craft vendors. We have about 30 different vendors coming out. So there'll be people selling stuff as well as some informational booths in our food and craft area. And then we also will have international performers.
Oh, tell me about them.
Oh, my gosh, there's so many of them coming. We've got a couple of local ones. There's a local Indian dance troupe who will be coming. Well, I say local. There's some local performers, but the dance troupe's actually out of Nashville. We've got a belly dancing group, the Savante American Tribal Belly Dancers. We've got Filipino dancers, Polynesian, Chinese, a West African drum group coming, Yovansi, a Cuban band coming, and then the World Dance Party, as well as the Geezers, which are a local Irish band, Polynesian dancers. There's just a huge, huge group of them coming that will be coming from Nashville, but also here locally. And so some of them are dancers, some of them are bands, and so there'll be wonderful music and entertainment going on two stages, actually. So there'll be a stage in the main ballroom and then also a stage in the lobby. And the lobby stage, some of those performers will actually take that opportunity to teach people how to do their dances. So,
lots of fun there. When you said that you'd have about 30 vendors, what kinds of merchandise will be available for sale?
There'll be merchandise from all over the world. There'll be some merchandise from some one Mexican booth. There'll be one that's Latin American. I know that food will have Indian food and Mexican food, and I think Italian food. And so there'll be a ton of different crafts. There'll also be, you know, those regular kind of vendors that maybe don't have an international flair selling their goods and wares as well. But there's probably, out of those 30, probably 10 or 12 of them are food vendors.
Mm.
So it'll be an opportunity to taste food from around the country. There'll also be, you know, your hot dog and hamburger vendor. So in case the kids don't want to try something new, there's still food for them. And then there's also, I believe, you all are coming out with a booth as well.
Well, thank you for saying so. Yes, we're looking forward to it. And we're cooking up an idea around international music and map making, perhaps, or flag making. We'll have some sort of interactive activity at our booth as well. And we look forward to sharing the sights and sounds and smells of the day.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. We also, on top of the stuff that's going to be going on throughout the event, we'll also have an international pageant at 5 o'clock on Friday. That will be an opportunity for the youth of the area to dress up in international clothes and share about a different country. We'll also have our parade of flags, which will be about 10:30 or so in the morning on Saturday. And then our city Parks and Recs department is doing their kite festival out there. This is a festival they've done for years, and they've combined it with the International Festival, and so they'll be flying kites at 2 o'clock, but at 12:30, from 12:30 to 2, they'll have a kite-making booth set up. And for a small fee, just to kind of help offset the cost, kids will have an opportunity to make their own kite, and they'll actually have pictures of all the different flags that are represented in our parade of flags, so the kids can make their kites looking like the flag of another country and then go out and fly it.
They will love that.
I think they will. I know my child will love it. So I think that's going to be a wonderful opportunity to go learn how to fly a kite if you haven't already, and also learn about things from other countries and a little bit of culture in that as well.
Hey, Yasmin, what is the Tour de France?
The Tour de France is the YMCA in their kids' zone. They're going to bring out some bikes and actually have the kids do the Tour de France and kind of have it mapped out for them. So they'll do a bike race that'll be like the Tour de France.
Sounds like bedlam.
It does, and that's one of those things that I'm glad the YMCA is so good at those kinds of events, because I think with me it might be bedlam, but I'm pretty sure, you know, they know what they're doing better than I do.
There you go. Is there anything else you'd like to highlight?
There is. We're actually having stories from South Sudan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we're having this. It's going to be happening four times throughout the event. A young gentleman, Majukni Alawuk, who is one of the Lost Boys of Sudan. He actually lives in Nashville now, so he's going to be sharing his story during four presentations throughout the event, and that will be free as well.
Do you mind talking a little bit about what Lost Boy of Sudan means?
The Lost Boys of Sudan was when there was civil war in Sudan, and so about 20,000 young boys escaped essentially the civil war and traveled thousands and thousands of miles to get safety and ended up in refugee camps. And so these were young boys. Some of them were teenagers, but most of them were much, much younger. And so they were able to escape essentially and in mass. And some of them ended up here, some of them ended up elsewhere. But this young man ended up here and actually lives in Nashville now. And he's going to spend some time talking about the journey and also immigrating to the U.S. and what it's like living here, having grown up somewhere else.
I tell you, the perspective of someone who's been through that kind of agonizing experience It really sobers one about complaining during a day.
Yes. Yeah, I think sometimes we get hung up on little things in life and don't realize how much tougher it is than a lot of other people.
Well, again, we should reiterate the big part. The fifth annual Hopkinsville International Festival is Friday from 4 to 6, 4 to 8.
4 to 8.
And Saturday from 10 to 6. Mm-hmm. And I must ask you to give directions for the James E. Bruce Convention Center.
Okay, the Convention Center is off of what we call Fort Campbell Boulevard here. So actually, if you were to get on the 24 and get to the Pennyrail Parkway, the Lover's Lane exit is the exit you want to take coming from Murray. So you take the 24 to the Pennyrail Parkway and get off on the Lover's Lane exit, which is exit 5, I believe. And it's about a half a mile off of that exit.
What about if I'm coming 6880?
If you're coming 6880, you take the 6880 bypass to come into town, and you will make a left. Well, you turn away from Lowe's. When you get to the intersection where Lowe's is sitting, You go the other way like you're going out of town, and then you'll see a sign for the convention center.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yasmin, I know it's going to be fun, and I look forward to seeing you.
It's going to be great. I look forward to seeing you as well.
Yasmin Ozenbaugh is with the Christian County Chamber of Commerce, and we've been talking about the International Festival, the fifth one.
The fifth International Festival.
Thanks, Kate, and thanks to Yasmin for joining us today. You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.